How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're going to be coming in a foot in Milwaukee at 3:15 in the morning. This is not going to be okay.
Goddamn.
It's Women's Appreciation Month.
For
me, it's all year.
Oh, for me, it's like I didn't know there was a month because I just always exist.
Yeah, it's not even all year for me. It's like my whole lifetime. Like I was born and I was like, whoa, I love women.
Yeah, I came out of my mom and I was like,
get me back in there.
Yeah. I'm like, it's warm.
It is warm.
It's, dude.
Do you think babies
are cold? A pussy
ain't
nothing but a duvet for your cock. Someone write that down and send it to someone.
Or would it, or would it be a sleeping bag?
What'd I say?
Duvet.
I already forgot.
I do think it's more like a sleeping bag.
Oh, well, but you cool
can't zip,
game.
You can't zip it up, though.
You can zip it up.
That would be, dude, you know what?
Oh, hold on. Has a woman
chastity
ever,
belt.
Yeah.
That's my daughter's name.
Oh, really? My daughter's name is Hog Bitch. Have you... think about this for a tattoo for a lady. Mm-hmm. If you put zippers on each side of your cooter lips, so it looks like an unzipped cooter.
Yeah, but then over the years the zippers don't connect. I don't know.
It's always unzipped. Do you know what I mean? It looks like a coin, like a change purse.
Good.
Do you know what I mean? I almost fucked
up. Yeah.
But you know what I mean, right? It just looks like this, and just says, I'm sure it's been done.
Right, but like. Vagina is so perfect.
Pristine.
Yeah, you don't need to ruin it.
Dude.
That's like it would be funny if you put like a skewed measuring tape on your dick. So it's like, it just starts at 4 inches at the base.
Dog, funny.
Funny, but like, it's like funny, but not, it's like, oh, haha, this is a cool t-shirt, but not like, that's my man.
Oh yeah, you can't marry someone like that.
No, or you gotta do
He's
it on the underside.
You're gonna forget your kids in a hot car.
Yes,
you're gonna come out. They're gonna be fucking well done.
Have you ever forgot anything in a car like that?
A kid?
Not a kid, but like, oh, my phone. Like what?
So sometimes
here's all you gotta do is tape your phone to your son's head. You'll never forget him.
Apple tag.
Yes. Are people Apple tagging kids?
Their own kids.
If you're an alcoholic, you're Apple.
I saw a video where a mom took her son's shoe, cut a hole in the sole, and rhymes, and then put an Apple tag in the shoe. And it's like, this is how I always know my son is.
You're an insane person.
Well, we've always had that. Do you remember the fucking...
Like a high schooler.
No.
Yeah, that's too much.
Like to see if he's getting into mischief or not.
Do you remember when we were younger, they had hilarious. Those phones that were basically just to track your kid, but they would be like cool. It would be like a Disney phone and everyone would be like, oh, I want the Disney phone. But
kinda.
Actually, it was just like
by the government.
GPS. Yeah.
You see the kid phones that have like just four buttons?
Yeah.
Like big buttons and one's like home, one's like mom, one's like whatever. They have it only does three things.
One's just hose. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. And then you got another phone for the host.
Dude, I want that phone in my life. It's just four buttons. Work. Wife, I don't have one, but just four buttons. Work, wife, hoes, Chick-fil-A.
You have a wife and hoes? Dude, for someone to have-
Work hoes, you dude, guys.
But for someone to have a wife and hoes, how do you have enough bandwidth for that? I never understand it. Like, how? It's a nonstop-
The dual life just seems crazy. You're married to Clarissa and Jennifer,
life.
And you're like, hey, honey,
have you ever fucked up like that? Not shit. Not I'm
what?
Saying,
said
like
somebody,
like names. Have
not names, names, but I've mixed up details on a date.
Oh yeah. And then so, I got
yeah,
my
your brother was
I'm just joking.
He played football for the University of Hawaii, right? She's like, I'm the only child. I'm like,
yeah, my brother died in a train accident. Like, oh,
at Hawaii, train run train.
Fucking run trains hilarious. Why don't they call it an Amtrak?
Wait, who's the caboose?
There you
who's
go.
The caboose?
whoever is the luckiest guy.
Yeah.
Well, but Caboose on a Train is the last car?
Yeah.
So.
What's the first car? The engine?
Caboose is the guy who's running late.
Yeah.
Or he's the conductor. All time and he gets to choose first. Is the caboose in a train? Hold on. Are we doing a human centipede? What constitutes a train? How many cars? You know, like in Sexland.
Mm.
Like, is running a train two dudes?
I think anything over a threesome. Or it's the order. It's like a Congo line. Like, you first.
Oh, yeah. So a caboose.
Motherfuckers out here doing the limbo. Think about that. How low can you go?
Here's the thing.
Why?
You know something worse? Is I actually pride myself in being good at limbo. I'm a loser.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Can we see it?
What?
Let's see you do the limbo.
When was the last time you did the limbo?
On the cruise, bro. 100%, right?
No, I didn't.
On a cruise, it makes sense.
Yeah, no.
Time and a place. I mean, barbecue.
I'm talking like high school. Like, how low can you go? Like, the crazy part is in my little high school brain, I thought if I got real low, I would get pussy.
Yeah.
And I can't say that I didn't. Like,
so you did.
There's a world where maybe a lady saw me do the limbo and was like, wow, he's flexible. I could put him in something. You know? But what I'm saying is I can't say that it didn't do anything for me in the sex land.
Here's the thing. Being good at anything in high school can qualify you for it. You sharpen the pencil in the right way. And girls are like, oh my God, what if that pencil is this dick in my ass?
Dude.
I don't think anybody would say that, but.
I think that someone's got vagina off being good at paper football.
Oh, yeah. Dude, every once in a while, I throw a piece of paper in the trash from a distance, and I'm like, if a woman was here, I'd be getting topped.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens.
And I wouldn't even have a choice. You'd be like, oh, my God, I have to blow you. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's noon. I'm on a Zoom call.
Yeah, it's flag day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get domed off.
Dude, there's got
has
somebody
anyone used a flag for a cum rag? Is that illegal?
I would go on record and say Bill Clinton for sure has.
I think he was the first one to do it.
Yeah, bald eagle. Not today.
When did they get so many stars? Because it didn't start as a lot of stars. Yeah. Like, it started as, like, it wasn't the 13 colonies. It was in a circle.
Yeah.
Right? And then what happened after that? They added some, right?
States.
Right.
But, inflammation.
But it went, ibuprofen. How does medicine work? Like, I'm serious. So you have inflammation, right?
Yeah.
And ibuprofen's used for inflammation. And you take a pill, and what
just
is
chills,
there?
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of little guys in the pill. They're like, hey, go down.
Yeah, Advil.
What is that?
Dude, I love Advil. Same. It's just always worked.
Advil has not worked for me one time in my life.
But it tastes good. The sugar coated.
Oh, dude, the sugar coated. I eat them like Altoids.
Yeah, the one you take is like methamphetamine. The BC powder.
Yeah, the BC powder goes.
But it works.
Hard. It works so fast.
Yeah.
It tastes fucking disgusting,
tastes
guys.
Like
not an ad.
Not an ad.
It tastes so bad. Mm-hmm. But it works.
It works instantly. Well, I'm sure the inside of an
correct
Advil probably tastes like shit too. They sugar coat them bitches.
And what's liquid gel? What I'm saying is, imagine what's in a pill, and does it go in your bloodstream and they have like nunchucks? What is that? And someone invented that. Someone looked through a petri dish and was like, oh, this will help with inflammation.
Yeah.
Bitch, what are you, a wizard? How the fuck do you know that? You know what's also funny is they didn't know that different people had different blood types. Motherfuckers would be dying on the table because they needed like a blood transfusion.
Thank God we're in the non-experimental part of being a human.
But we are. Vaccine!
But to your point, like there was many, many moons,
yeah,
dare I say, no medicine. So people are just like, oh, I have the common cold. All right, goodbye, Hilda.
Hilda's dead.
Gone.
Dude, motherfuckers like hurt their ankles in the woods.
So what?
And then they just walk around with a shit ankle the rest of their life. They hobble around. They call him Hobby Herbert the rest of his fucking life. You know the motherfuckers out there named Herbert back in the day?
Herbert.
Herbert's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's insane. That's insane that they just like people got injured, people died, comical, and they're just riffing. Like they used to do surgery in front of like 40, 50 people. Mm-hmm. No one washed their fucking hands. No one had soap back in the day. And they're just throwing their hands inside people's pelvises, being like, oh, this is how you extract a blah, blah, blah. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Gallbladder on the ground, also fucking Devin's dead. writhing in pain because they didn't have any fucking painkillers. So they're doing surgery and they're riffing.
That's
they're
what I'm saying.
UCB
what
surgery.
What a great place to be alive right now.
Yeah.
We're out here. We're doing it.
But the funny thing is, in 200 fucking years,
of course,
they're going to be looking back and like, they did what?
Yeah. Advil? Yeah, okay.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
What do you think actually is like something that's killing you right now that they don't know about?
Oh, 5-hour energies.
Oh, okay. What's,
it's the microplastics.
Yes.
What's that?
Have you heard about that?
Microplastics makes our dick smaller.
Yeah.
Hold
and
on.
So yeah. they've found that, like, since we started doing plastics, right? There's little tiny microscopic bits of plastic. Literally, they found it on the ocean floor, on the highest
the
mountains
ocean
in the
floor,
world.
There is no ocean floor. That bitch goes deep. Every year they find new fish with a, yeah, this guy's got a ring light on his forehead.
Yeah, and they've got microplastics down there and on the top of Mount Everest and in our brains.
How terrible is it for your body for silicone tits or a BBL? Like you're just putting in
I think it's
ass.
Probably fine because it's covered in whatever the fuck it is.
The problem is that if it leaks, I think that's when it becomes
terrible. Yeah, but how do you know? Well, I guess you know.
Well, yeah.
Get sepsis or some
shit.
Bro,
imagine that.
Sepsis? That's my daughter's name.
What was it called?
Sepsis.
Oh, I thought I
no,
heard
it's called
something.
Sepsis.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard. I was like, damn, we're getting to that point of the show.
Hey.
Yeah, dude, imagine you got a leaky tit.
Jesus.
You ever vent too much to the wrong person at the doctor? Like you call and they're like, oh, what do you need? And then you like do an hour and then she's like, cool. Yeah, let me connect you to the nurse who actually gives a fuck. I just schedule here.
Yeah, I need you to cut me off.
Yeah, immediately.
This is what pisses me off is when I go through a whole goddamn rigmarole of what rigmarole. I need. What I need, right? If I'm calling T-Mobile or whatever the fuck, right? And then they listen to
Are
the
you
whole
equipped?
Thing. Then they listen to the whole thing and they go, absolutely, I need a transfer. Hey, bitch, cut me off.
Cut me off.
I just talked for 11 minutes. Mm-hmm. About what I need. You know that you can't do anything. And I appreciate your job, but transfer me before I go through the whole thing. Because, and then what pissed me off is I talk to the third person and I go, all this is in the notes, correct? And they go, no, we don't have any notes. I go, none. I have to say this for the third fucking time?
None.
That's it. What's your address?
Yeah.
I'm coming to your house.
I forget what I was doing the other day. It was either the
jerking
dentist
off.
Or, yeah, I was doing that. It was either the dentist or I got a massage. And I'm filling it out. I go, do you need any of this information? Like, do you save any of this?
Great. I love that.
No, I ask. I go, okay, because it's like 3 pages. And I go, do you need any of this? And they're like, really just your name and consent. And all right, here we go. Check, check. Boom, touch me.
Yeah, I don't, because when I'm filling out a piece of paper, I think when I go in the office,
they're going to have
crumple it up and they throw it away.
Well, I think in my head, it's like for all these years, what we think they do is they take it and before they bring it in, they're like, okay, all right. Oh, he had an injury in 08. Okay, all right. They're not looking at that shit.
But the last doctor I did, but I did it like a digital fill out, whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. And he actually did. He was like, oh, you're on this medication. Oh, so it says that you blah, blah, blah. Like, I guess it's saving a little bit of time, but he still asks a ton of follow-up questions. So what the fuck's the point? Just let me sit in the room and they'd be like, what's wrong? I'd be like, this.
Yeah.
Too much stuff.
And do they need to weigh you every single time?
No, I don't give a fuck about the weight. I care about height. You don't need to do it all the time. I don't need to know this.
Right.
I don't need to feel bad about myself every single time.
Yeah,
I
haven't,
doctors.
I'm an adult. I haven't changed height lately.
It doesn't
matter. Weight, actually, I get.
Weight's fine.
Weight and blood pressure.
Yes.
Those make sense.
Weight equates to health, but height, it's fine. It's fine. It says almost 5'9". That's what it says. Almost 5'9". We all get it.
Yeah.
I don't even feel bad. Do I go on my tiptoes sometimes? Yeah. I used
to. Dude, what if they had dick toes? Like you can go on your tiptoes for your dick. What would that be? Like get an extra inch out.
I mean,
is this clocking out?
Do you?
Clocking in?
Goddamn. Michael Blossom, Yelled at My Feet, where, let me tell you something. New York City, thank you so, so much for coming. I swear to God, we're going to get a new date ASAP in the next couple of days. Just stand by. All tickets will be honored. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming out. So onward and upwards to the next dates. This weekend, Cleveland's totally sold out. I love you guys. March 29th, Portland, first sold out. We're adding a second one. There's like not a lot of tickets left for the second one, so go get tickets before you cannot. March 30th, Seattle, I think is all sold out. March 31st, Vancouver sold out. March 12th, I'll be in Niagara Falls in an arena. It's going to be crazy. So Jessica Kearson and Hannah Burner we're all co-headlining. It's going to be awesome. And April 13th, Uncasville. Thank you, dude. I can never say it. I'm so sorry. Uncasville,
we better learn by April 13th.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be the same three headliners. It's going to be really fun. That's selling out really quickly. So March 14th, Albany, one show sold out, and the second one has April. like a little bit of tickets left, so go do that. And then April 18th to 20th, I'll be in San Jose, California, and many, many more tour dates on my calendar. Go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. I love you, Mr. Wallace.
It's your boy, Trevor Wallace. You're always asking when my next LA show is. Just did the improv, two shows, phenomenal. We're moving out of Hollywood. We're doing Irvine, March 28th, Ontario, April 4th, Brea, California, April 11th, Long Beach, April 25th. Then we're keeping it California, baby. San Francisco, May 17th through May 19th. Moving on over to the Mormon City. Hopefully I get domed off by multiple wives. In Salt Lake City, May 30th through June 1st. Miami, Florida, June 21st through June 23rd. Sacramento, Portland, Oregon, Lexington, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Tempe, Arizona, Tampa, Florida. If you heard those last, go to my website, Trevor Wallace Comedy. Those are all the cities I am going to this summer. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Come see me run the new material and yell about TSA. Who knows?
Goddamn.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
You guys have never taken one of those dick pills from the gas station?
No, my friend got me one of those as like a joke for like a birthday gift. You have?
You have?
Yeah.
What happens?
Oh, so, okay, so this
you turn into a rhinoceros?
Long time ago, I did not turn into a rhinoceros.
Okay.
The spoiler version of this story is my dick, nothing happened to my dick. I got very flushed in the face and like kind of sweaty.
It sent the blood to the wrong head.
There, yeah.
Applause break. Enter it. Where's the new button? It's an applause break.
Okay.
Not the applause I was looking
fix
for.
It in post. Yeah, but I took it because I was like, I was going to go hook up with someone that I was kind of like, I'm nervous about this.
Yeah.
And I was like at the gas station getting gas. And I was like, maybe this will psychologically give me confidence.
Yeah.
And instead it made me look and feel weird. I highly don't recommend. Stick to Blue Chew.
But they do sell a bunch of those because I live at every gas station, right? So it has to work for somebody.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just placebo. Like, maybe it's just people are buying it for the same reason I bought it, which is just like, oh, I want to, if I take this, I can kind of tell my brain, like, oh, you took a thing, like, you're going to be fucking on
like
your
multivitamins.
A-game.
Does it work? I don't know.
Nobody
but I
knows,
feel, mentally, I'm like, oh, I took my vitamin B today.
Dude, I've been taking it's so funny, I'm forgetting, something mushroom.
Lion's mane?
Yeah. See? Doesn't work.
Lion's mane. Or does it?
I don't know. Am I dumber or will I be? Would I have been dumber in this moment if I didn't take? I don't
correct.
Fucking know.
Yeah, who knows?
But they always go, oh, you got to take it for 6 months for the effects. Yeah, I know I got to take it for 6 months. You know why? Because it's $30 a fucking thing. So you're making bagolas and be like, it's not going to work yet. And this whole thing's a fucking racket. And we at this point in the show right now,
yeah.
Nothing's real. Everything's a racket. You're all trying to get my fucking money. Everyone. Every fucking person. Everyone.
Okay.
Bitch. Everything.
Yeah.
Nickel and dime.
Everybody's got to get paid somehow.
Yeah, but everyone? Everyone.
No.
You don't have to give your money to the lion's mane thing.
No, I know that's just
wait,
like-
so is there an example you're thinking about?
It's just like every time you fucking, every time you return a car, like my videographer generally returns the car, right? Every fucking time, there's always like, oh man, it's another $68 for dabba-dooba. It's always, everything's tacked on. Always tacked on. Nickel and dime and nickel and do you want to add the insurance? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I always say no.
Me too.
You know, if you get in a car accident, it's you're liable. What if I'm dead? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, who's liable? What's his name? What's his last name? Liable?
Yeah.
Lionel's a crazy name to name somebody. Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie is a great name.
Is that his actual name?
Wait, where was I? That somebody kept trying to upsell me. Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
I was buying a hard drive, and this guy was the most NPC bot, and I just want to go, stop. Where do you plug in at night?
Yeah.
What's happened? Because he goes, do you want to sign up? And I go, and it hears me. If I haven't eaten and it's like 2 p.m.,
nightmare.
I hate who I am. It's not great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a real snappy boy, but I was doing this and I was going to get food after. So I go, let me go get a hard drive. And he goes, hey, did you want to get the protection? And then I go, oh, no, no, no. And then he keeps going and I go, no. And then I just go, no, 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 no. Just put it in. Just stop. But like he kept talking, but like I said no, and then I go no, I'm all right, I'm all right.
Bro,
and then he goes yeah, but it's just and then and I out loud go no, 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 like no, the Trev, no.
The Trev explosions because he's hungry or not caffeinated are my favorite.
Oh yeah, I can't leave my house.
You are the sweetest, nicest person. It's Snickers commercials.
Yeah,
yeah.
It literally is.
Mm-hmm. They should have a Snickers commercial for guys who haven't got laid in a while.
Yeah, they're just NRA
horny?
Commercials.
Get a nut off. I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of getting off.
Oh!
Yeah, dude, I got a lot.
I got a good one. Too. I got a good one, and I'm deciding, is it a Patreon or regular? But
great.
I also want it to be a bit, so how do I know?
Let's just jump into it. So, by the way, everyone who came out to Minneapolis and Milwaukee and Chicago, thank you so much. The shows were so fucking fun. Minneapolis. You've done this a billion times. You've done a lot of theaters. I haven't, right? So if you sell it at a theater, they give you a nice little gift. It's really nice, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know this existed, mm-hmm. but they're so nice. They give you a little gift, right? So Minneapolis walks in before the shows with this box, right?
Minneapolis walks
in? No, sorry.
The mayor
Jesus
or the whole
Christ.
City?
The comptroller.
The whole city.
My
Michael, we have a city with like
just system. Everybody.
Minneapolis is the city. Minnesota is the state.
Correct. I never can remember that.
Correct. And you know what's bullshit? It's Cleveland should be the state. Ohio should be the city.
But also,
Ohio should not
too?
Be.
No, Ohio's great.
I love Ohio. My dad's from out there. Defiance, yeah, yeah. Ohio, baby.
Why do they call it the Twin Cities?
Dude, I don't know what's happening, man.
Twin Cities? Twin Peaks? Twin Falls? That's a
Dude,
TV show?
Twin Peaks
show.
Tits.
They have boobs out there. Or the restaurant's got
So
boobs.
Minnesota walks in.
Minnesota walks in. The manager, very, 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 very nice
yes.
lady, walks in with a box, right, as like the gift. And they put it down. Like, they're kind of giggling. They go, you're going to love this. And in my head, I go, that is a bold thing to say when you're about to give someone a gift.
Yeah, you don't like directions on how to feel.
I don't like it, personally. Also, like, if you're given a gift and you go, you're going to love this, I mean, that's crazy to say. So I'm like, what is this, a Rolex? Like, what is this? Like, I'm definitely going to love this. I open it up. It's 2 feet that you can fuck.
The vagina?
Two?
They gave me two. A left
one
and
for
right.
you, one for me. Let's go.
Dude, they gave me two because they gave me a left and a right. So they go, we didn't know which one you liked.
Okay,
more.
Cool. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where yeah. are they? You didn't bring them?
They're in my house.
You're a...
Oh, I'm sorry that I want to fuck them.
Do you
wouldn't,
picture?
You didn't want to bring them to show
picture,
us?
Yeah.
Text it to me. I'll put it on the screen.
You don't want to bring the fussy in?
You're trying to think if you have any pictures of the feet with your dick not also in it?
No, because I took the most recent photo I took of them because I showed my girl and my girl's in the photo. That's why I was like, hold on, do I have one without her in it yet? I do. I'm bringing it up right now. And the next question you're going to ask me is, did I fuck it? And yes, I did. And I'm going to get
you
to the-
You fucked a foot?
Sir. Sir.
They gave you a fussy?
Sir.
Wait, can I zoom in on it?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Oh, whatever I want. Wait, ew! Bro, that looks like you stepped on fucking glass. You fuck this?
Yes.
What's the will we have a picture on screen? I guess can we crop it and do a thing? So
no. Yeah,
that's
I found
a different
one.
Photo.
I found, okay. Yeah, send I can,
it to
I can send
the
it to you right
send
now.
It, I need your guys' reaction.
Yeah.
It looks like you stepped on a shard of glass.
It's
a pussy at the bottom of the foot. Shawty got that pussy. Yo, if she has an STD, she got fungi. What's happening?
He's trying to send it. He's on airplane.
What's
applause break? Bro, every time
what's
I sold
happening?
Out a thing, I got like a little like trophy or like a statue. You got a fucking fussy? Did it say anything on it? Like
two. I got two. They gave me fucking two of them. One.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's hot, right?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, it looks like an open wound.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You stepped on a shard of glass at the beach, and then you needed somebody to pee on it.
First of all, zoom in on it. It's fucking hot.
It's making me literally I
didn't feel great about it.
Yeah. Because they always send, everyone sends in the one where it's from the ankle.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hold on.
Also, how deep does it go?
My whole cock fit in it, so not very deep.
Did you pipe it that night?
Not that. I piped it in Milwaukee.
Fucking the foot of Milwaukee's on brand. Ted Bundy. Where is he? Or Dahmer. Dahmer's out there.
Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Yeah.
Sorry to get those two mixed up.
So the greatest part is they give me two, right? One had like a sock, a sock on it already. They gave me lotion with it, right? And and that night.
Was the sock for protection? Applause break.
Are you just hitting the plastic?
Yeah. Is that your laptop that's breathing loud as hell?
I'm trying to figure out why.
Yes, because you're fucking Googling fuzzy pics.
Didn't we buy you a fucking laptop?
Yeah.
And it's this one?
Yeah.
Well, it's not the videos on it. It's what he Googles.
But why is the fan going?
He has viruses.
Isn't it a new computer? We don't have fans in ours.
Anyway.
I mean, first of all, very sweet gift, right? The letter was really sweet, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, that night, I keep forgetting my baby oil, by the way. I'm fucking heated. I don't know why.
Just keep a bottle in your bag and never take it out.
I hear you, but I have this weird neuroses that is going to fucking pop open. And then baby oil fucking everywhere, right?
That sounds like your, dream.
My dream, yeah.
Fuck your suitcase.
So I get to Milwaukee, right? And I'm all horned up, and I'm like,
"Yeah, Milwaukee's a horny place."
Milwaukee, I don't know what
shitty skies. It's like this weird, haze in the air. Yeah. Great shows,
show was so fun. But we stayed at this hotel, and some of the hotels are really nice, and they supply lotion. But for some reason, no lotion at this place. So I'm looking around. I got no baby oil. I got no lotion. I'm not going dry. I'm not a fucking savage, right? Look at you. I love you.
Yeah, dry January, dry life,
dude. So I took a few hits of the vapes and I was a little high and I was like, and then I was like all ready to jerk off and I was like, fuck, I got no lubrication, right? We're not in an Airbnb where I can find vegetable oil, right? Mm-hmm. So then I thought for 3 seconds, I go, oh, I got the feet and they gave me a little travel lotion. So I'm like, fuck yeah. So I go in the merch bag, grab the lotion, grab the foot, and I'm still thinking, am I gonna fuck this foot? Because the post-nut regret fucking a foot in Milwaukee is going to be such a problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is literally the most Dahmer thing you could do is fuck a body part in Milwaukee.
100%. So I start lubing up my cock on us, and I'm going in and I'm like, oh, this is good. I don't need a foot. But then the foot keeps staring at me. Mm-hmm. And the foot's like, come on, Michael. Imagine the vagina part.
Hey.
Yeah. Come on. Use me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, dude, I gotta at least use it. I turn it around. I put the foot right on my cock. It slides in so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really good. And snug. Visually, nice and snug. Mm-hmm. Visually, it's just really fucking hot.
Like a wool sweater.
Yeah. Well, like a silk sweater. Do those exist?
Cashmere? Probably.
Cashmere?
Cashmere's good.
Warm.
Wool feels like too hot, like an SOS
itchy
pad.
Itchy too.
Itchy.
Yeah.
So I start piping it, right? And I go to the Pornhub and I type in like foot stuff. So I'm like,
you're watching foot stuff while fucking a foot?
Yeah, what am I gonna not watch foot stuff while fucking a foot? What am I gonna watch the maybe movie Transformers?
I don't know. Maybe you'd have like a foot overload. Like that's so much foot.
Ask me if I have a foot overload ever. No.
Bro, you're like the fucking octopus Oculus. I mean, that's got to be a title somewhere.
Yeah, yep. It has to be.
So many feet.
So many feet. So
feet to beat.
So that's good. So I'm fucking the foot. But I'm cognizant enough where I'm a little logic. I'm like 10% logic, 90% horny, where I'm bringing myself to the edge. And I go, Michael, if you come in this foot, you got to clean it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be coming in a foot in Milwaukee at 3:15 in the morning. This is not going
to
be okay.
This sounds like your pandemic days, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. But I think I lived it enough where I'm like, I can't do this again. Yeah. So I didn't come in the foot.
Where did you finish?
On my tits. But there was so much lotion all in the foot that I still feel like I need to clean.
Yeah, I would just throw them away.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Throw them away and pretend it never happened.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking if I come in this, I'm going to throw it away. And I didn't want to. I wanted to, like, you know,
so
it's a nice gift.
You flew home
with,
go ahead, with the fussy in your bag.
Sir, with two.
Checked bag or carry on?
Checked.
Okay, good.
Checked, yeah.
Carry on would just be hilarious.
Crazy.
Could you imagine? Whose foot pussy is this? Would you own up to it or would you just
yeah,
be?
Yeah, of course. First I had mine. I don't really get embarrassed, especially this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I turn around. I mean, I tell thousands of people a weekend I fuck feet.
Yeah, but like, I think I would realistically say 65% of the people you tell are like, that's a good bit. Yeah, he's fucking around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. People ask you and me all the time. It's like, oh, this is real.
Is it real?
It's very, very real. Anyways, but yeah, that was a, and then I showed my girl when I got home and she was like, this is not, this can't be a thing that you're into. And I was like, I didn't think so. I've got sent this fussy so many times. I was like, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Dude, it's got like the veins and everything.
How much are they? What are those retail for?
I have no idea.
Can't be cheap.
Yeah, it can't be cheap. Yeah, two of them though. That's fucking the nicest gift. Literally.
It's just, a very, were they fans of the show or they just knew you in general or?
They didn't really, I mean, they had to be fans of the show at some, like.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
You do talk about it in clips though. I don't know.
Not really, but I haven't released anything, any like foot material ever. So like they would have to have done like a little research or they're fans of the show. I didn't really ask, but I was just
I wonder if you type in just your name, how quickly you can find on like Google or images or photos or something in around like, oh, he's a foot boy.
It's got to be like a million stiff socks clips.
Goddamn.
Time is precious and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
It looks like
regardless, hilarious
retail 190 for the pair.
Oh, it's a pair?
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole, this website's so funny because they have these are the best fleshlights for foot fetishists. And then they have a pros and cons list for every different kind of foot fleshlight you could get.
Yeah, let's do some more pros and cons, please.
It's also really funny just to picture her like putting in her like credit card information to buy these. She's like, okay, 6, 4. What's my CVV again? Yeah, I'm trying to buy the foot pussy.
So for one of them, for the realistic silicone feet where the vagina opening is at the top of the foot, the cons are, reviews mentioned the vagina isn't the smoothest. Some may prefer ankles with a 90-degree angle. Just, yeah. You know, yeah, things you got to think about when you're getting foot pussy.
I'm not going to lie, man. The toes aren't great.
They're bubbly.
They're just too, like, too wiggle-waggle. And the foot is a little too masculine for my liking.
It did look like a man's foot.
It did. It looked a little masculine.
You could paint the toes.
I mean, dude, if I ever come in here and say I painted my fussy's toes, you got to have a conversation with me.
I don't think
things
so.
Are off the rails, dude.
No, I think you're just having an arts and crafts weekend. I don't know, man. Why not?
I guess.
But why not?
Because like having it be like a spare the moment, I'm horny, let me fuck my fussy. That's reasonable,
right?
But like to take time out of your schedule to like soberly paint the toenails and then fuck it. It's a little, dude, my girl and I were like laughing about the fussies. And then I was like, oh, it's like, it's kind of like a fleshlight, but a foot. She's like, what's a fleshlight? And I was
what?
Like, oh, I swear to God. And I was like, oh, let me show you. Found my fleshlight, showed her. And she was like, that's fucking hilarious and vile. And I'm like, oh, I also have an auto blow. She's like, what the fuck? So I have.
Are these all kept in one spot? Silicone corner.
No, the fleshlight. The fleshlight was in like
I
the
lost
merch
mine.
Closet.
I don't know where the fuck it is.
I know where it is. In your ass. No, it was like in different places. But it's just so funny. Like I took all the stuff out, and to us, it's very normal.
Yeah.
But someone who like the. Yeah, it's just there's so much things to fuck in my apartment.
Yeah,
it's so much.
Yeah, I think you have to understand. And she coming into this, you're like, I didn't buy any of these. These were all gifted.
Correct.
It's crazy if you bought all those, and I'm sure people listening do buy all those. That's fine. But
Yeah, you're like, it's not like I just have these on deck. Like, I'm not some fucking sommelier of...
Here's the thing, dude. I think if I didn't get that fleshlight gifted to me, I would have already bought one.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because they look like... They're so, like, out there. Like, everyone talks about them, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, it makes so much sense how it's so good. Like, it feels stupid. Like, it feels so fucking good. Especially when you take, like, one hit of the vapors. Yeah. And you're fucking... Dude, dude, if you go one hit of vape, fleshlight, and then do VR porn, it's like, do I even need
life?
Okay.
Well, I think the next step up is they have a heater that you put it on. It's like a pole, and you put the fleshlight on it. It kind of warms the insides for like 5 minutes. Then it feels like actual, not room temp.
Wow.
And it feels like real life cooter.
Because yeah, I think they have to do it because people are like microwaving them. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Oh, no, they weren't, right? They were putting the silicone part in, like, hot water. Weren't they doing that?
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, I don't know. Because I thought we talked about it when we were talking a lot about flashlights. Yeah, yeah.
It could be.
That kind of makes sense to put, like, a hot dog.
Yeah, well, it's just like a little pole that, and then it warms up the insides. Then that with VR, you're like, oh, I don't need anything.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. But it's in the moment. It's can I borrow the Oculus again? In the moment. It's unbelievable. It's unfucking believable. So this is a weird jump. Guys, you know how people are like, oh, hot girl dinner?
Yeah.
I'm in.
What? Are we thinking about the same thing?
I think so. I'm in. My girl sometimes.
Can you define
it? What's up?
Can you define hot girl
dinner? I'll just tell you what I had. Last night, I just had a fucking cheese board with like pickles.
Bro, that's a charcuterie plate.
No, I understand.
Girl dinner.
That's what I mean. That's what I said. I said hot girl dinner.
You added an extra word.
Oh, my bad. Well, whatever. Whatever it is.
So I used to be cheese board pickle.
Cheese board with a fucking salami and a bunch of like meat.
Bro,
stuff.
That's a charcuterie plate.
All right, my bad.
No, like a real girl dinner is like a vape and Adderall and then a therapist.
No.
But that is a real type in girl dinner meme. Was that it? Pickles and cheese?
No, I'm...
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But, what is it called? Charcuterie board?
Yes.
That thing, right? Yeah. And then pickles. And that's all I had for dinner. And hold on! You freaking out! But I think, there's so much, like, hate towards that. I'm like, no. This is a great fucking dinner.
I think you got the meaning wrong. You just had snacks.
No.
Bro, you just had... No, girl dinner is like
that's
a string cheese.
That's fucking girl dinner, bro.
It's like a string cheese and like Fruity Pebbles and half a Zoloft. Like girl dinner is like Diet Coke and like you know what you eat right before a show? I would say that's more girl dinner. Like a Slim Jim and a 5-Hour Energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, LOL, teehee, my full dinner. You had like, it's like meats, cheese, pickles. That's like healthy-ish.
But that's like not a fucking dinner. That's like a borderline appetizer.
But like, I think the meme of girl dinner is like I had Kool-Aid powder and then fentanyl.
Oh.
I think it's
okay. But not
like yours sounds like the elegant. Yours was like a woman dinner.
Okay, but I think
look
the,
at this one.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Just, like vape chicken nugget chocolate chip cookie. No, that's hash browns.
Yeah. Those are hash browns. That actually looks fucking phenomenal. I guess my feeling towards this is, like, the whole, like, idea of, like, snack, like, not a full dinner, like, just, like, a little, like, nosh thing. I'm in. I never did that. I never, like...
Bro, you're such a fascinating person.
Give it to me. Why am I so fascinated? You know what's fucking...
You're like, oh, I had snacks, and I ate, and I was full, and... You know, I used to be out on eating, but now I'm in.
No, not out on eating. I'm saying like for dinner. Like usually, dude, but I don't have like, I usually don't have a fucking, a rice cake and a, you know, I don't have snacks for dinner. I have a fucking dinner. But like, I feel like there was so much like, not, I guess not hate, but like so much like, oh, fucking girls eat weird or whatever. That I had this and I'm like, if this is what they're, actually not if, because that's what I thought they were talking about. I was like, if this is what fucking people are hating
bro
about.
Bro had a picnic and is baffled.
I'm in.
I think I'm just so on board and like, yeah, this is so normal because
For dinner, I mean.
Dude, I eat literally like that all the time.
Oh.
I have like random, like, I hate eating.
Yeah, eating's trash.
So before a show, I eat like a few pieces of lunch meat, maybe an apple when I get home with some peanut butter and like, that's my like dinner.
Yeah. So you do it all the time.
I do it all the time. That's why for me, I'm like, bro, that's fucking, well, that's phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. Cheese, meats, pickles.
I would have like before, like if I'm running around like before meals or whatever, I have like rice cake and peanut butter and then shove like a banana in my ass or whatever.
Well, that's then, not for eating.
That's for dinner. That's dessert. But like when I get home from shows, I have generally I'll have like a meal.
Okay.
Like I'll have like, you know, a bunch of like fucking whatever, meatballs and rice, and like it'll be a weird meal, but it'll feel like a meal.
Yeah.
But this I think I feels just like relate. Snacks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same as like when you're snacking, when you're cooking, and then by the time the food's actually done, you're like, oh, I'm full off, yeah, charcuterie and shit. Like I'm not even hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was she like, here's dinner, or you guys were just fucking around and you're like, oh, I think we're full.
And we went to where did we fuck? Gelson's and got like just a bunch of meats and shit for like the charcuterie.
Yeah, Gelson's is not girl dinner. Gelson's is like, you're having an outing. But that's way too optimistic for a girl dinner.
But I hear what you're saying. So maybe I just misconstrued like the darkest meaning of girl dinner.
Yeah.
Because in my head, girl dinner was like just not a dinner. Like just
I think
like,
it yeah, started yeah. out. Like what
this,
you had.
And then, okay.
And then like the jokey internet culture is like, hee hee, Zoloft in a vape.
Yeah, yeah, okay, 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 okay. So you know? I didn't have girl dinner. Whatever I had,
snacks.
I'm in.
But that's hilarious.
Michael discovered
you're
snacks.
You're like, yo, I love charcuterie. But no, I had snacks.
I knew.
I watched a movie the other day. I had this thing called popcorn. I mean, man, I was sold.
I'm sick of all this. I'm putting a kibosh on all this? All I'm saying- kibosh is what I wanted to say. Putting a kibosh on
Is that
all
on your charcuterie board?
It should have been, because that sounds fucking delicious. Medium rare. What I am saying right now-
here's the thing. I'm not hating at it at all. This is delicious. I just love when you do something so normal and human, and you're like, guys, I tried a pickle. And we're like, yeah? And you're like- It's great.
It's so weird because I think I'm just like a prisoner of my own life. So I'm just like, I've never fucking had this. So in my head, I'm like, I didn't like discover charcuterie, but I'm saying like the way that it
you
was
put the
eaten,
word dinner in front of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was just like, we like had that and we that was it. I'm like,
this is the funny part.
This is an appetizer.
No, because the idea that you're like, if you eat enough snacks, it's like the same as eating a meal.
Well, you're like, these are snacks. It surely can't be dinner. But it's I ate not. Enough. No, now I'm full.
I understand that concept. What I'm saying is like the...
it's also just funny to follow this with the foot pussy story. Yeah. So when you're like, yo, I got something to talk about. I'm like, oh, foot pussy. What are you using? Chopsticks? His feet?
No. That's what I'm saying. I have a lot here. Not specifically this one. That's kind of the, you know, that's the period. That's the end of that one.
I thought it was like, yo, I had meat and cheese and a pickle, period.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. If I have a list of topics, that's one of the topics that I want to talk
about. Okay, okay.
I was just really into it.
Is there more to that story?
Nope.
Bro had filled up on snacks and was like, surely this cannot be dinner. This cannot be dinner. Bro, there's no rice.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
There's nothing bad about it. It's just funny to be like, yo, I had. That's like getting full off bread and be like, man, I got full off bread.
No, it's not. Right? No. We're getting off track a little bit of what I initially was saying. I'm not surprised I was full. I never had like this fucking, what I construed as like girl dinner. Yeah. I never had that before.
Right.
So what I'm saying is there was so much, you know, internet fucking meme hate over girl dinner. And I'm like, this is not so bad. This is fucking phenomenal.
Bro, I had a protein style sandwich and is like baffled.
Goddamn.
Oh man, that's crazy. Hey, this ad is brought to you by us, Trevor Wallace, Michael Blasson. We have a Patreon, an extra episode every Friday without ads, an hour, unscripted.
Look at this. This is how it is.
Play it.
Put a zin in my pussy. Immediate regret.
Buddy. Wrong type of lips.
Dude, that is like, if I had a pussy, that's some shit I would do. My pussy would be infected within 11 minutes of me getting
it. I would put so much shit in my bra if I had titties.
Oh my God.
iPhone, Android, Game Boy Color.
I'd put a fucking Hot Pocket right in my pussy and be like, oh, how many seconds is it going to take to warm up? I would do crazy shit. I thought it was phenomenal.
$5 a month, you get 4 of those for an hour.
What? But there's probably ads.
We should charge more.
All right. $4,000.
Patreon.com/stiffsockspod.
Goddamn.
What's funny about the girl dinner memes is a lot of these look like stuff that you used to just bring to the old studio. Or we
That's
would
what
get,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing the girl dinner forever. We all have. Every time we record and we're eating, like, wasabi cashews, a 5-hour energy, and a hit of a vape, like, that's fucking, that's.
But we had dude lunch.
Whoa.
I think you just invented something.
Did I?
Dude lunch.
Dude lunch is sick. I like it. So dude lunch, what I'm saying is maybe just, maybe if I really take a gander at what's happening here, maybe it's just the timing of it all. Maybe dinner is the only time that I generally do have a meal.
Yeah.
So when I did the girl dinner, I'm like, oh, this is not so bad. Because I used to see all the memes and stuff. I'm like, what are these women having? Just the fucking crackers and pickles? This is wild. Mm-hmm. And then I did it and I was like, I get it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's just how you presented it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. It sounds delicious.
I used to do that
all the time. You go get a couple of meats, maybe like a spicy honey, apricots, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Yeah,
just random shit and you're just eating.
Buddy, there's these pickles called Sweet Heats.
Yeah,
bitch.
Spicy hot pickles.
Bitch, I will fight a badger for a bite of one.
Okay.
They're so good.
Pickles are phenomenal.
I'm thinking about right now.
Pickles are great.
You know what I hate? The sliced ones. What the fuck are you doing?
Really?
Give me the spears or give me death.
Slice being the circular?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Oh, yeah, out. Spears are the best.
Those spears, yeah.
I thought you meant the whole glizzies.
You throw it in a fucking cucumber.
You are.
Oh.
Yeah, the spears are the best because it feels equally marinated on all sides.
Yeah. The little chip ones, I'm just like, am I eating anything?
They're too loose.
Yeah.
There's no crisp.
I need a...
They OD'd on juices.
Yeah, they look like they were a full spear and they got run over by like a street sweeping truck.
Yeah.
And now they're, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, well, this reminds me of the Chick-fil-A pickles.
Don't like those either.
They could be better. Fine. I love a pickle on the side with a sandwich. Speaking of pickles, I had sex. Can I get into this?
Nice.
Okay.
But spears.
I would like to flag that I need to remember where this was going. Go.
No, continue.
The reason that we entered into the girl dinner arena was because in the morning of that day, meaning yesterday, my lady got her IUD taken out and a new IUD put in.
Oh.
And a new one put in, and your boy was in the room.
That's not like a sexual way of saying you finished dinner, is it?
No.
You watched it happen? What the fuck does this have to do with a girl dinner?
I was a doctor.
So I go in there, obviously it's for moral support, you know?
Yeah, but like, be in the waiting room.
No, I know. I went in there for the waiting room, and then my lady was a little bit nervous, and she wanted me to come in, so I was like, let's do it. So I walked to enter into the office from the lobby, and the woman was like, you can't go in here yet. And I was like, oh, okay. So I sat down, and then like 3 minutes later, the actual doctor walked up to me, gives me like a full interview. Full interview is crazy to say, but she was like, so I heard that you want to come in. And I was like, yeah.
Inside of her.
Yeah. Period.
Nothing.
That's the end of the story.
What does this have to do with fucking pickles? Am I dumb? Am I missing a big gap here?
No. The reason that we had the girl dinner, like a light whatever, was because of this.
Because you can't eat before it.
No. It was the IUD, and then that night was girl dinner.
Oh.
That's why it was linked in my brain.
I think where you're getting confused, Trevor.
I still don't fucking get it.
The girl dinner thing, I think at first was not supposed to be as long of a thing. Like that was a stepping stone to this story.
Yeah.
And we turned girl dinner into a thing that took a long time.
I mean, I thought it was going to be 3 minutes of, yo, I can't believe that's fucking, I hate it, blah, blah, blah.
Do you know the point of the show? We have to nitpick anything we say.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, I got new shoes. Be like, yo, would you fuck them?
I would.
You did.
Dude, that's a good idea.
Put him in the shoe.
You
could be, oh, man.
Dude, if I slid, whatever.
Put him in Osiris, grab onto those fucking beefy tongues.
Oh, dude, that's great. Or put him like a rollerblade and run after him.
All right.
Yeah, this is good.
You guys ate that because it was like, oh, I just had this like weird like surgery done. I don't want to like be eating heavy foods.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so you saw the procedure go down.
Yeah.
Are you on your phone? Are you looking? Are you not looking? Are you counting the ceiling tiles?
I was recording it.
Facebook Live, what's up? Wait,
Okay.
How long did the surgery, how long did the process take?
Michael, I'll walk you through everything.
You have seen,
it was.
You saw all types of meat this week.
All types of meat, dude. Like 2 feet meat.
Feet meat.
Title. So the whole thing was like 10 minutes, mm-hmm. right? So I'm in there, whatever. And the doctor in the lobby, I just love this woman. That's why I want to bring her in into the story. She's like, so I heard you want to come in. And I was like, yeah, I think it would be good for just like more support. And she's like, just like a little nervous, whatever. And she's like, okay, you can come in. But the moment that I feel claustrophobic, I feel like you need to leave. You need to leave. Literally, this is the tone. And I go, okay. She goes, the moment. And I go, yeah, I promise you that like I'll leave. It started like a kind of like a weird, she was like a girl boss. I was like, all right, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get into the thing and she goes, you need to stand in the corner.
Ooh, you got cucked.
Oh, I cucked. No, I got cucked. But here's the thing. Honestly, I was into it. Cause she was like an older doctor and she was just like, she just exuded this type of like power. And I'm like, yeah, tell me what to do. Also, I'm in a situation where I don't know what is about to happen.
How big was the room? Cause it's like.
It's not big.
Oh, okay.
It's not big. I mean, it's literally like maybe from where you're at to like maybe like halfway to Gabe. Like it's not big. That's why the doctor initially was like, if I feel claustrophobic during this procedure, like okay. You have to leave. So I'm in
yeah,
like
the
core.
It's not like you're doing fucking up downs in there.
Correct. Which I think truthfully, I think she was trying to get a sense of who I am before she just let some random dude in the fucking room. Where,
yeah,
like,
but if like the girl's
happening.
Like, oh, I want my man in here.
Still there. Doctors have to be careful about this kind of stuff because they want to look out for any situation where a guy is trying to like get, like wants to be in on a woman's like health stuff because that could be a sign of like, oh, like a control thing. You know what I mean?
I don't know anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, I didn't know what Gabe said. I had no idea. My girl had to tell me afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm in the corner of the room, right? And you know, legs are propped up.
How bright is it in there?
Bright. Bright. Like, it's like crypto.com. Yeah. It is fucking bright, dude. And so I'm like, my girl is, you know, I'm like behind my girl, like holding her hands, right? And her feet are, so she's lying down and I'm in the corner right here. Right? So, yeah. And she's going like this.
Why are her hands up?
Well, because she's like nervous, dude. Not up. Not like this. Not like this.
Uh-huh. You made it look like it was like Six Flags.
Like this. Like she's like, holding like this.
Yeah, right? Yeah, of course.
But she's lying down.
And we've seen the videos. They're gnarly. The IUDs.
We have?
Yeah.
Was like on that day? No, I heard it's very painful.
Oh, dude.
And this is like the Tesla looking one that went in there?
Correct. Yeah, that one. So I'm holding her hands, right? Procedure going on. Well, it's like, it's very, very painful. But the interesting thing is like, she's talking, the doctor's talking to both of us during. She's like asking us questions. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, focus.
But do you think that's to help take
distract.
The mind off things?
Yes, I think it's definitely a distraction thing. Yeah. So the interesting part.
Fucking Trader Joe's employees do that. So what are you getting into tonight? I'll just put an IUD in.
Mm-hmm. So she like takes it out, right? Mm-hmm. Holds it up,
yeah,
and goes, look, I got it. I've never seen it look like she took out like Apple wire headphones. Like it's dangle. Like it looks like an alien. Yeah.
Oh,
it looks like my girl like fucked like a Best Buy and she like took it out and it was like, it was like this alien looking fucking thing that was like this. And then I thought, the amount of not my penis that thing has seen.
It has initials like a tree carved in it. Yeah, but now the new one. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying to her. I was like, this new 2024 model is all me.
Yeah.
It's all me.
You're not leasing anymore.
No. Bought it.
Lease to buy.
Lease to buy, but I bought it. I didn't even fucking lease it.
The other one was lease to buy.
Yes, correct.
You're like, this is pre-owned?
It took every part of me not to take out my phone when she took it out.
I think I have a picture of what it generally looks like. I don't know if you guys want to see it. A little bloody?
What's up?
A little bloody?
A little bloody, yeah.
No, it's not going to come out glistening.
Like this kind of thing?
Holy.
No. It.
Top left?
Well, that's wood, I think.
Yeah,
no, it looked like that. Like the one in the her, the one in the, Up, up, up. That one.
It looks like a pogo stick.
Yeah.
How does that?
You know what it looks like? It looks like two street lamps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lighting up these streets.
But yeah, it was just an interesting thing. I've never been a part of something that, I've never been a part of that. Mm-hmm. It was just very like, yeah.
How does it stay in there?
Dude, I don't know anything. It apparently it gives out hormones fight sperm. But how do you train the hormones to do that? Do you know, I don't get
it
any just, of this.
How does it stay? It's not like it like locks in like a Lego up there.
I think it does.
Yeah. What? In the video we watched, like I think it's closed when they put it in, right? And then they put it in and then
Autobots,
the two guys
transform.
Go, yeah. So yeah. That it can come back out.
Like an umbrella.
Certain,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So was the doctor, when you guys are leaving, like, all right, don't do anything for a couple days.
Oh yeah. So a couple days can't do anything.
Good thing you have the fussy.
There you go. Yep. Thank God.
No. I'm going to go take a walk.
Literally.
Hey.
Walk. Feet.
Cock walk.
Fucking cock walk.
That's why he said it.
Okay. I got it now.
Yes.
Yeah. So none of that. But it's really, really bad timing because I'm literally here for like 3 days.
And I'm going her love isn't enough.
Cut it. And yeah, I mean, just like she was like extreme pain.
And they don't numb anything. You go in there, just
the funny thing is, dude, they spray this
fentanyl.
Yep. No, they spray like this. What's it called? Like numbing cream, but there's a name for it, and you can be allergic to it, right? So the doctor sprays it, and then goes, "Hey,
how wide was that? You just went like this."
I couldn't see anything. So they spray it, right? Spray it, right?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And
in case she's watching for visuals.
Yeah. So the doctor picks her head up and goes, "Hey, are you allergic to whatever this stuff is?" And my girl literally immediately goes, "What if I wasn't?" She goes, "What if I was?" And she goes, "Oh, I just give you a Benadryl." It was a weird interaction where I'm like, you fucked up by not asking before you sprayed it.
Mm.
What's
that? Ask now, ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, but the
forgiveness. Is that worse for anybody?
Yeah.
I feel like 100% of my life is that motto and it's never worked for me.
No, but if you got it done already, then you're fine. Mm. I think that's what it's for, right? It's like you skip the line and it might work. And then if it doesn't, they will give you the back line. You're, oh, okay, sorry. At least you tried.
I would never cut a line. There's so much guilt.
Oh, I can't.
I get guilt going in a concert, like getting ahead of people. Like, I'm never the guy that's leading that pack. Like, oh, let's go to the front. Yeah, oh, no. Why? So 1,000 people can look at me and be like, piece of shit, fuck him.
Oh,
whenever I'm like
you.
With a group and they're all like holding hands, like get to the front, I'm always just like, I'm so sorry. I get Canadian real quick. Sorry. Hey.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
It is, it's a lot. It's a lot to, it's like, well, because you're like, it feels disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You're just walking by people. I know you've been in line for 12 minutes, but
you've been waiting here for 12 hours for your favorite act.
Anyways, to put a cap in this story, it was wild. I've never visually seen something like that. Blood, you know, just like pulling out a robot thing. It was, and then you got to put one back in.
Mm-hmm.
Girls in like so much pain for like fucking the entire day. That's why I had girl dinner connection.
And how do you comfort that? Like leaving, oh, kisses. Beep,
beep. I think, you know what it was too, is it is for like the pregnancy thing, but it's to like regulate certain hormones and like periods and that stuff. So it's not just like this whole like, hey, it's cool, I can fuck you now raw. It's not just for like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's more to it than just that.
Yeah.
But great questions. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I had girl dinner.
The period stuff's so interesting because it's the thing I will obviously never be able to relate to it, but the fact that like
I can,
they're literally in a cycle all the time that's like making them like feel different and think different, and it's like always happening. And for some people, it can be like super intense. It's wild.
Yeah, I remember
my last relationship. Anytime there was an argument, the next day she'd come up to me and be like, "Hey, sorry about yesterday. I think I'm on my period." It's like, we know. The neighbors know. The cat is hiding under the bed. Everybody knows. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. We know. Hey, pet on the head. Love you. We know. And then I don't eat or I don't drink coffee and it's noon and I'm yelling at pigeons for being too loud. Oh, I haven't eaten yet. We know.
Yeah, dude.
I am always on my period until about noon.
What
about
is that?
From 9 a.m. to noon, shut up.
Dude, I get angry over nothing.
Same.
But even if I'm fully caffeinated and eating, dude, I have this like outside, what's it called?
Deck?
Well, it's patio? A deck, but at the patio. But I bought like a fire thing, fire pit. Is that what it's called? Fire
sure.
pit? Great. So I bought a fire pit. Okay. And, you know, busy, you know, we're all busy people. So I didn't get the propane yet, right? Last night, I was like, I don't have any shows tonight. I'll go get the propane, attach it, have a nice little night, maybe a glass of wine, you know, just fucking unwind a bit, you know? So I get the propane, not cheap, by the way. If you're a fucking ball pro, I thought propane was $22.
Yeah.
Just what walk the up, fuck?
Talk like Boomhauer and then give it to you.
Yeah. I mean, what is happening? It's a billion. Anyway, so I get it. Brent Bragg, connect everything. I'm looking at directions. I'm a big direction guy. We all know this.
Yeah.
I'm connecting everything, making sure everything doesn't work.
Hmm.
Doesn't turn
How?
On. I don't fucking know.
Did you use a lighter?
I did it all, dude. Well, the thing that I bought, you can turn it on and then it has like an ignition switch or whatever. Nothing was working. I am trying to not be irrationally angry. What is that? Therapy? Do I need more therapy?
I don't know. It's just when things are, mine's electronics. I think I can get a grasp. If somebody's an idiot, I go, you know what? That's fine. Whatever. They don't get it. We're not on the same page. But it's when technology doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to freak out of technology, man, because it's all going to kill us. And like, how much years do we have until like AI just like,
4 months. Can I talk about my sex story yet?
Yeah.
You're talking about fucking charcuterie.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I have two stories. One of which, I don't even know if I would even... It's really funny, but in an embarrassing way. So I might do that on Patreon. I might have to get clearance from a lady to be like, hey, this is funny. May I?
Yeah.
But the other one... There was just a night of shenanigans.
Uh-oh.
Sex.
You had sex?
I did it.
You did it.
Finally.
Oh my God, dude, congrats.
After 2 weeks.
That's great.
No. Anyways, we're doing intercourse.
Is that sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Penis in vagina.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. We're out here. There's a weird thing about me where if I get too warm, I go soft. If I get too hot, I can't.
You get too hot, you go soft?
You don't know what bologna is!
Birthday candle?
I like that. It takes me out of the zone, and anytime I get out of the zone, I stop thinking, or I start thinking, thus I'm not thinking with my dick.
You know
Kevin Gates, I'm just thinking with my dick.
You know what's weird? I'm the same thing, but cold.
If you get too cold?
I have to turn the AC off and the fan off. I don't fucking like when things are blowing. Unless it's a girl, I'm like,
ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh, shit.
Honey.
Honey, turn my dick off.
Anyways, I feel that.
Yeah.
But it's got to be like a room temperature.
Yeah, but I actually like it hot. I like it when it's hot and sweating and shit. I don't like when AC's like, shut the fuck up.
I like it after. Laying in the fan post-nut.
Oh, my God.
Just laying there like a Krispy Kreme waiting to get glazed. You know what I mean?
I got it.
So the heater, for whatever the fuck reason, I've been having heater problems for like months.
Yeah, what's heater?
I don't know. I just don't care anymore. It isn't about content or my career. I don't care. That's why I've eaten so many of these fucking girl dinners. It's like, oh, my body's like, bubble, stomach make noise. Shut up. Here's a protein bar.
Dude, did I tell you I had a girl dinner?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So my room gets exponentially hot for whatever the fuck reason. I don't know. I've changed vents, whatever. So like it's really hot.
Yeah.
And then I go, all right, let's go. I have a guest room, right? Which happens to be
Pluto's house.
Pluto.
Hi.
So for whatever reason, his room is colder. So I go in there. I'm on that bed, piping it up. I feel something swiping at my feet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like, hey,
this is what's my house.
Yeah, wrong type of pussy in here. So she's on her back on the bed.
Standing?
I'm standing. Dude, she's on her back on the bed. Yeah, and that motherfucker just starts batting on my feet. And I'm like, ah. And I can't say anything because I don't want to throw off the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be like, hey, my cats be like, yo, tap me in. My turn. Garfield getting fucking.
Give me some lasagna, bitch.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Like, when he's swiping, is it like.
No, it was, like he was,
yeah,
like.
Give it to me. Oh, that's.
Like, enough for me to, like, literally, like, tap me in.
Do you think he could have done it? Does he jerk off?
We're starting to sound like Jack.
Well, no, I know I've asked the question before. I just don't know anything about cats.
I don't
cats
know. Jerks off? Okay, I haven't taught him the birds and the bees yet.
Okay. That's hilarious. So it's enough for you to be like, yo.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is touching my feet? No, I did, but I was just like, what? I looked down. I was like, yeah, then I laughed at that. He just did too. But I think he was under the bed where he's usually be chilling. And now his house is shaking. He's like, hey, San Andreas. And then I think he just got a little weirded out.
It is kind of fucked up that you're in his room. It would literally be like if you went into your son's room and started piping on a race car bed. And your son was like, I'm playing Nintendo Wii, Dad.
Yeah, and I'm playing with my Wii nerd. I pay the bills here.
That is true. I'm going to be a big go fuck yourself. I own this entire house guy.
I can see you doing that for
sure.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dad, you eat my snacks? Your snacks? You fucking ate
your. You mean your son dinner?
Yeah.
yeah.
Good one.
So the other part of that story is it has to do with the heat. But I don't know.
Let's save it for Patreon because you obviously have to get a clearance, so we can't just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Well, let's in that case do some sock talk, secret sock. We have a sock talk today that comes in from Emily, and she wants you guys to play a game. Have you guys ever heard like the mind meld game?
Uh-oh.
So the game is basically.
Does anything to do with girl dinner?
It can. Great. It can have to do with anything.
Okay.
For the first round, we're going to give you guys a category, right? So we'll say, let's just
MILF.
Say cars. Okay. And you guys are each on the count of three, just going to say a type of car.
Oh yeah.
And we're trying to see how quickly we can get you guys to say the same one. So
immediately.
The second round, you'll be like, okay, he said this one, I said this one. What's like the sort of most logical one that they would go to next? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think I played this game before.
All right, so let's do cars first round. Ready? So I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3.
Brand after or model?
Good question. Let's do model.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Well, yeah, brand model. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Model. Okay.
Okay. So after three.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Miata.
Celica. 1, 2, 3.
Tesla.
F-150. 1, 2, 3.
M3.
I didn't even have one. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I should probably confirm that you have one.
Yeah.
So remember, you're trying to get to the middle one, right? So what would be the middle between Tesla and F-150?
I understand. I understand.
Like,
I understand.
You're trying to, like, you guys want to get there fastest. So, like, if you said Tesla and you said F-150, you would try to think, what's
Rivian?
The most logical one in between those?
Oh, we're fucking up.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's try it again. 1, 2, 3.
Tesla.
No, you can't say. Can you say one that you already said?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. No. I don't have one yet.
Should we start it fresh, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what? Right, do you have another category?
Candy bar.
Candy bar? Great.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Snickers.
Oh!
Whoa!
This game's easy, bro.
Easy. We're smart. All right, let's play the last one.
Let's try one more round where there is no category. You guys can say whatever word comes to mind.
Okay.
And
got
we're
it.
Trying to get you to the same word.
Got
yep.
it.
All right, ready?
Right.
1, 2, 3.
Computer.
Feet. Okay, so feet and computer. We got to try to find the middle of that. Ready? Tell me when you're ready.
I mean, what the fuck's in between that?
That's what we're going to find
right, oh,
out.
Oh, I got it.
I don't.
I'm going to give it to you. Yep. Got it. You got it.
All right, here we go. Ready? Or do you have a word?
One word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Pussy.
Pornhub. Okay,
computer
so.
Computer and feet? Now we're
pussy.
Playing.
Yeah, so now we've got Pornhub and pussy. Cool.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Mia Malkova.
Mia Malkova.
Same word.
Okay. you guys ready?
I think. Hold on. What did he say?
So Mia and I said come.
Come. You said
come
Mia
and
Malkova.
Mia Malkova.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you. Okay. Got it.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Boobs. That counts.
Nope.
What?
Okay. It's, right, so it's a median on that.
Yeah. So now we're trying to find tits and boobs.
You got it. You got it. You got it. Count it.
I don't have it.
Just another word for it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Breasts.
Fuck.
Okay.
You got it.
Hold on.
You got it. Can I give a clue?
Nope.
No.
Well, hold on. But we have to melt these two, though.
You just want to get to the next one that you guys would both say.
Yeah.
So what do you think Trevor would say next?
I got it. Ready? Okay.
One, two, three.
Hooters. There it is.
Good work.
There it is.
We crushed it.
Yeah, that was honestly pretty great. Good job.
That's off two things that aren't anything.
Yeah. That started at, what did it start at? I don't even remember.
Computer and feet.
No, I said feet. He said computer.
Right.
Wow. All right. Let's do a secret sock. Anonymous submission says, I'm going on a date with a woman. I lied to her that I've read the book Don Quixote. And now I have 3 days to read the 1,000-page book before
I
date.
Spark Notes, YouTube summary, make some shit up. Man, when that guy died, I cried. What's your breast size?
Yeah. I mean, you could be like, oh, man, that guy, Don Quixote, what a crazy character. It's not a book report. She's not going to go into crazy nuance. Literally, what you could do is you can listen to a podcast of someone else giving takes on the book and then just take the dude's takes.
Smart. Yeah, his plan right now is he's going to listen on Audible, but a little bit faster. So like 1.5
speed. I don't think he needs it. I think you can do Spark Notes. You can just listen to I would literally just listen to maybe one or two podcasts of people doing takes on that and just take them.
Yeah, because he says book is 18 hours long on Audible. So that would be 3 6-hour shifts of listening.
But
to
also
it.
Like, what did she like guarantee they're going to talk about the book? Do you know what I mean?
Good
like,
question. I feel like people that have read that really want to talk about
it. Yeah, but the moment that she talks about it, he can have like really broad ideas of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then just move on.
Mm-hmm. But if he wants to start his relationship off like with honesty here, and he wants to do this,
he already fucked up.
Sure, yeah. Great point.
I mean the shit guys will do to impress a girl is crazy. I read this book. You don't know how to read.
Also, what he could do is if she brings it up. Like, oh yeah, Don Quixote. Like, I know you read that book, and you're like, oh no, I didn't. I was joking. There's no way I read it. It's 1,800 pages.
And he's like, oh Don, I thought you were talking about.
I thought he was on with Don Cheadle, the actor.
There you go. I got saw you. A movie he was in.
Yeah.
I think Spark.
Or he's just killer. I mean, don't do that, but that is an option. Mm. Isn't that always an? It's so funny that, like. You shouldn't do any of this stuff, but there is always options like that.
Sure.
I'm not an advocate.
You were in Milwaukee for too long.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think that's a podcast, gents.
That
we
is.
Did it? What a fun podcast.
You it win is. Her old IUD.
Yay.
That's a podcast.
I wanted it. I wanted to keep it.
Put on a necklace?
Yeah. I honestly wanted to put it on a bracelet.
Like, that was like the guy that I met in Florida who got shot and he kept a bullet on his necklace.
I don't like it.
You should have the IUD on it.
I wonder if I could just... The whole experience was like, you never really get in a car accident and you pick your head up and you go, what the fuck was that? It was a little bit like that, where I was like, if I could think logically...
What time was this also at?
11 a.m.
On a Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's just a crazy way to start the week. You're getting emails and you're like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm...
Yeah, I'm IUD-ing.
IUD-ing.
Yeah. That thing was deep in there. IUD. Guys, that's a podcast.
IUD.
IU Deep.
Acronym.
For?
Influence under driving.
That's good.
I disagree. I don't think that was very good.
No, I just realized it's the same three letters. DUI, IUD.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to come up with what the acronym
was. No.
I literally thought an IUD was those things that they put underneath bridges to bomb them.
IED.
No, that's not right.
Improvised explosive device.
Improvised is crazy.
Improvised.
UCB?
You're in a Home Depot.
Oh, shit. What's my job? What, sick of it.
What is IUD stand for? The way you fucking count on your fingers.
Hold on. Don't tell me. It insertion under duress. Development.
Insert under development.
Intrauterine device.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yo, uterine is crazy. That's my son's name. Uterine. Uterine blouse.
Uterine sounds like a good, like, thespian name.
Yeah.
Uterine, your monologue, please.
Tomorrow. Dude.
Uterine.
You know how smelly them motherfuckers were back in the day? Like when Shakespeare was walking around?
I mean, he
smelled like
smelly.
A raccoon's asshole.
I don't think they were that smelly. I think deodorant is what makes us smelly.
This guy's getting chemtrails in the brain.
I mean, I can't believe that you need to drink more fluoride.
No, they would shower once a month in a lake.
But Jack, you're saying that this is like the chapstick situation where the more you use chapstick, the more
The more you shower, the more you smell.
I can't disagree with you more. What I think did happen though is I think everyone's just used to it.
100% that. Yeah. We didn't know that it was bad until like marketing told us, hey, it's bad to smell bad.
It's true. Sometimes I sweat more when I put deodorant on. What's that about?
I do too. It's crazy. I'll put it on and sweat immediately. I don't know.
You know everything.
It's poison.
It is bad though because like it literally clogs your pores. Right, and it's not what it's not supposed to do.
The Old Spice one is definitely not good for you.
Oh, yeah.
That shit has got like motor oil in it. Yeah. It like burns my arms.
That's not an ad either.
No.
No.
It's the opposite.
They say that antiperspirant, you're supposed to put it on at nighttime.
Yeah.
And then just not put it on until the next nighttime.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah, because it takes time to work on your sweat glands. Mm. And they're more easily blocked when they're not working extremely hard. So you do it at night while you're relaxed, go to bed. And then by the next day, it'll be fucking working at peak efficiency.
I've never done that.
I don't know.
It seems to be the opposite.
Yeah.
If my bed saw me putting on deodorant, I was like, what are you trying to fuck me?
Dude, do you think there's beds out there that you can like put a fleshlight in the bed?
I think you could buy something that does. You know the things
but
where
like,
they.
How awesome is that?
Well, you know how they do a new hole in the golf course every day?
Yep.
It's just a.
Yeah.
The suction. Yep. Do that in your bed and fucking plop a fleshy in there.
It's really not. Like, for real, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a great idea.
Really?
Well, you see it in the daytime, changing your sheets. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What is this?
It's like a sex pillow motion.
This is great. All this stuff is great.
They have that photo on Amazon.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
Bro, I kind of get it.
You know what's so great about, is he a porn star? Do we know?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, or is he just a stock image?
That's what I mean. Like, I just think it's so funny
that. It
does
look like AI.
He like went, AI, okay. What I was going to say is he like went to acting school for 4 years.
Oh. Well, you can get it by Monday.
Let's do it.
A flashlight holder. That's hilarious.
What if you
look at it? Didn't you put one in the fridge?
I did. The fridge door. I need something to hold it. I was horny as fuck, dude. First of all, it was during the pandemic, dude. Anything went.
This is so funny.
Like, literally anything went.
There's just an old wilted bag of spinach with a view being like, what the fuck?
Oh, 100%, dude. Everything was wilted back then, too. Yeah.
I love any reviews on sex toys.
Me too.
1 star. This is the worst thing ever. It's like, yeah, you came. What?
Yeah, well, yeah. It should be flagged by after I came or before I came. Yeah. This is the review.
There's one guy that's complaining that he's not even able to resell it. Like, he wants to return it. They won't return it. And then no one wants to buy it from him.
But then right above, there's a guy, all capital letters. Wow. 5 stars.
Oh, so funny. All right. Well, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. That's a podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching.
We
love
you
guys.
I nut so hard. Worth every penny.
How much is it?
Like 140?
No, nothing's worth that.
No, that looks like the middle console of a car. Take yours out and do that. There it is. There's the heat seat.
Oh.
I'm going to sit on that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a podcast.
That's a podcast, guys. Thank you so much, man. Like to remind you ever. Oh, Jesus. And back in. Oh, fuck.
That's a $500 sex toy?
That's a sex toy? 5'1"?
Yeah.
Kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Where's the head?
I don't know if there
did
is
you hear
one.
Jack?
What?
Off nothing, he goes, kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Yeah, his name's Jack. Kangaroo Jack? All right, guys, I'm sick of it. That's it, guys. Friendly reminder, Patreon, and we have a Stiff Socks Plus. If Gabe, I can't
dude,
fucking do this.
Sex toy, only 4 left.
Sex toys, and I can't do this fucking sign off. Literally, my brain will not allow me to do it. It's crazy. All
right, it's gone.
Friend the reminder, we have a Patreon. Bonus episode drops every Friday, ad freaking free for only $5 a month. That's right. I said $5 a month. That's insane. Also, for people that only do Apple, we have Stiff Socks Plus, same content, same amazing bonus content, but audio only. So jump on that and tell a friend. We love you guys. Until next Wednesday or Friday, if you're a Patreon member, I got a big old dick.
Goddamn. Life with CIDP can be tough. But the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.